welcome back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Again, we are taking callers. Our caller number is 1-512-248-8252. And we do have a call. So let's go to Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura.
Hello. Hello, Rural Survival. I just want to make a movie suggestion to you. It's a 2012 movie called For Greater Glory. And what it's about is back when the Bolsheviks started taking over Mexico. They started killing the priests and closed all the churches. And when you see this movie, you see a lot of things that are happening now, today, in our world. They formed a militia called the Cristeros after Christ. This militia was trying to hold back the Bolsheviks. And there was people getting bought out, you know, from the rich oil people. You have to see it. I mean, it's like what's going on today when you compare. It's called For Greater Glory.
Well, I'll have a look at it. It does sound like fun. And I agree. It sounds like exactly what's going on today. We have people being bought out. You've got this huge sums of money that the government is dropping on people like Amazon and Apple and all of these people who just don't need any help. And you're seeing the little ma and pa places just disappear. Of course, as you mentioned, they seem to be making a real college effort at keeping people out of their churches. And even though they're not locking the door from the outside and putting armed guards there, they are still being fairly effective at it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Also in this movie,
the women would have to smuggle bullets to the bullets to the men in their waistband. They put bullets in their waistband to smuggle them to the men in the Cisneros. Yeah. Anyway, I think you should look at it. It's very good.
I will.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Did you guys see where the Supreme Court overruled New York State on closing churches?
Yeah.
That just happened in the past 24, 48 hours.
Right. They're trying to hold back, the little Dutch boy with his finger in the dike. They're trying to hold things back, but boy, I tell you, it is a rough go. We'll see how it goes. You have Disney. You know, here's the deal. I think they're getting ready to shut everything down for a second time. You can kind of smell the blood in the water. It's getting kind of obvious now. Disney. Oh, this was sweet. Disney. What a lovely place. They were laying off 28,000, or firing really 28,000 workers, and they added another four Wednesday night. So for Thanksgiving, 4,000 people got to try to digest their Thanksgiving dinner with a pink slip as a napkin. That was sweet. But I think my take on the election situation would be that they're going to shut it all down, regardless of who is president. They'll just do it way faster. If Biden is successful in his bid to steal U.S. presidential election, you'll hear the doors just slam immediately. So to that end, I think the GDP dropped. I think 7%. During the 2007-2008 financial crisis, but we're off more than 40% now, and that is before the next shutdown. So, you know, at some point, stuff is going to get real quick. So we'll have to see where that goes. Now, something I absolutely have got to bring up.
I interrupted. I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
No, go ahead. What is it?
Well, I didn't know if anybody heard it or not, but I saw it on Zero Hedge midweek. Biden's administration plans on taking all semi-automatic weapons, shotguns, pistols, rifles, and remember I said semi-automatic? They're going to make them Class II weapons, just like machine guns. And any magazine that holds over 10 rounds or 10 rounds or more, they're going to classify that as Class II also. So all those things you're going to need a $100 tax stamp for. Now, I don't know how they're going to do this since people already have this stuff in their possession, but that's their intent. The penalty for not registering, complying, destroying, or turning in this stuff is 10 years in prison and or $10,000 fine. But that's Biden's administration's intention. And that's just the start. The son of a bitch isn't even in office yet.
No, that is just a start. Trust me, that's not the end. That's only the beginning. Before it's over, they'll have just like some... They'll have all the guns, by the end. I'd say by the end of his 4-year term, he will change those rules considerably, and you'll be allowed a rock and a stick, I guess. Well, but I was gonna, I know. I mean, I think we know where they want to go. That's his Green New Deal posse. He's not in charge of anything. He's got those crazies. Who will set policy? I've saw his new cabinet, and it looks like a table full of demons. It is Valerie Jarrett, the worst human beings on the planet you could possibly. I mean, it's a nightmare looking at his so-called cabinet.
Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary.
Oh, I know, of course. Yeah, she's a genius. Yeah. Anyway, what I was going to say was, to lighten the mood, and this is really important. I got a big box on the front porch yesterday, and it weighed a ton, and it was from Baker Creek. And I thought to myself, I don't really remember drinking so much that I ordered 10 pounds of seeds. And I was kind of curious, so I opened it up. And apparently last year this time, I must have ordered 5 of their catalogs. And they're out. And so they're out now. They're on the streets. But I want to warn you, this thing is a coffee table monster. It is just so fun looking at this thing. They've kind of combined it with the Farmer's Almanac. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in here that, like, old photography and other things that you don't necessarily. Oh, well, I'll bet you I paid $10 a catalog, but they're like 3/4 inch thick. They're as big as a lot of phone books. But the photography is lovely. Everything. I mean, it's just one of those things. It's just fun to look at. And I guess I was thinking I would give one. Each, I'll keep one and give one to the kids, and because they are a blast. But I think what I heard last year was, I think when I call and talk to the nice lady at Baker Creek, which is here in southern Missouri, by the way, she said, by January they will have gone through 750,000 of these things. Because they're so highly sought after, so they'll only have more. So, if you would like to see such a thing, and I know that you would, you know, call Baker Creek and see if you can get one of these things before they're gone. You're just going to love it. Plus, you know, they are called rareseeds.com. This is not just a big flower seed catalog. These people have made it their life's work to locate and purvey, that means to make available, seeds that have been going extinct, stuff from all over the world.
Right.
And they have some Say again?
Have you ever been there?
Have what?
Have you ever been there down the Baker Creek?
Oh, no, no. No, I know they have. They have a big festival right around harvest time every year. And but I've never gone. It'll be what, a 2-hour ride for me. But my wife will probably retire at the end of this school year, and I might just do that. I might like to see a thing like that.
Go. I'd like to go again. Last time I was there, I had a blast.
I understand.
Fun.
I understand. Each year they make it a little bit bigger and a little bit better. You know. The first couple of years, they probably all stood around, all 8 of them, drinking apple cider. But I think now they've got a town square built there. They've got a restaurant, gift shop, and then they've got the speakers that come. So they're kind of turning it into a, what would you call it, like a fall, call it a fall festival. So it's kind of
hey,
one of
Rick,
those things. Yeah.
I hate to interrupt, but we got callers stacking up. I'm having a blast with this conversation.
No, I'm done with the Baker Creek thing. I just want to give everybody fair warning that if they want to see this catalog, you got to jump on it.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead. Let's get some calls.
Ken in New York on line 5. Good morning, Ken, or afternoon for you, I think.
Hi Tim. Hi Laurie. Hi Rick.
Oh.
I heard New York mentioned before. I just wanted to mention that our sheriff just announced about 3 or 4 days ago that he's not going to cooperate with any of the crazy stuff. Didn't exactly say it that way, but and
I've heard a lot.
What's even more interesting?
Happening.
I'm sorry, Gad.
Yeah, no, I've heard that a lot of sheriffs aren't going to cooperate.
Well, what makes this one? We have the biggest sheriff department in the world, supposedly. It goes back to 1683, and this is the first time that we've had a black sheriff, and he ran under the Democratic ticket, and I think somebody's going to, I think the county executive in the next county, well, it's Suffolk County right now, actually, was pushing this guy to become sheriff. I think he's going to regret it. But this guy, he's very well educated, and he just said that he's not going to enforce any of the things that are not based on law. And Trump, Cuomo came out complaining that the law is the law, which of course we know there is no law, and I think he knows it too.
Law is the law. Well, they don't apply to him. I can promise you, he's above the law. So. You know, I just want everything to be fair.
Yeah, well, King Cuomo, what has he got, 2 more years, I think, and then I don't think he's going to, I think he's going to have a tin cup and he's going to be selling pencils somewhere, begging for change.
Well,
I don't think
him,
anybody
would
want to hire him.
I'd do it online if I were him. I wouldn't sit on a street corner. That's not safe for him. I'd probably just have a stall, and I would get pencils from there.
Yeah. They're crazy. They're encouraging people ratting on each other. One sheriff said, "How am I gonna go into somebody's house without a warrant?"
Right. Well, they've had the no knock stuff for a while, and that ratting on people—that's straight out of the Nazi crap right there. You know, these people calling in on their neighbors, that's Nazi stuff.
Well, I think it goes further back than Nazi stuff. I think that's more like Bolshevik stuff, too. So,
well, you might
not
be able to
argue that
story, and that's a fact.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Well,
I'll listen to the rest of the show. Thank you.
right. Well, thank you. I greatly appreciate it. You know, Rick, he's right about the Bolsheviks having that. In fact, their commissars, their secret police, actually had quotas on the number of people they had to turn in for being anti-socialist. So,
yeah.
I find that interesting. You know, I look at just turning in your name the same way. What do you think?
I think if you're going to turn me in, they better get me before I find out you did it. I might just shoot your kneecap off for that.
Yeah. I agree. Well, let's go to Art in Georgia on line 9. Good morning, Art.
Hey, guys. You were talking about the gun confiscation thingy. And, you know, whenever I hear these idiots in Washington, whether it be a senator, a representative, or in what we may end up with Biden as president, let's go back to the Obama administration.
Right.
We know for a fact Hillary Clinton, she was Secretary of State under Obama, Joe Biden vice president. Who do you think was really pushing all this? It wasn't Obama that was pushing this agenda. Obama was nothing but a puppet. Hillary Clinton was the one who was responsible for the creation of the UN Small Arms Treaty, which, if you go and you read the treaty, and I know a lot of you out there have, a lot of you out there are just like me. You got to go and got to verify everything you hear. In that treaty, it literally calls for the disarmament of the American people. This is just the beginning. They're going to start with your ARs and your AKs and your semi-automatic rifles. I'm telling you what, I've got a 10-22
shotguns.
I want to see them come take it.
Yeah, they're also talking about pistols and shotguns. So in other words, I would have to pay, I calculated the other night, I think $1,200 to keep what I've got.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, between the magazines and pistols I got, it'd be $1,200. And I'm not playing. I say, come and get it.
Well, here's what
I'm
really blew me away.
Where, say again, buddy.
And here's what really blew me away. And this was just about, I guess, probably about 5 years ago. It was right there at the end of the Obama administration when they were pushing for stricter gun laws, gun legislation. They literally put out, I'm not kidding you, man, they put out a document that listed every single weapon that would be put on, that would be considered one that would have to be turned in or registered. I'm telling you, there were over 100 different firearms, including various types of shotguns, 22s, 308s, 30-06s, on and on and on. I mean, I bet you there were 100 or more weapons listed. Nuts.
Right.
Including even some pistols.
Well, yeah, like I said, the only thing that I've got that's semi-automatic is pistols. I don't have any rifles. But just the pistols and the magazines would be $1,200. So I understand what you're saying, sir.
Yeah. So anybody that doesn't think this is real, you just have to go read their own documents. It's right there. And now with the primaries, remember, during the primaries, they came out and said, yeah, we're going to do this gun mandatory gun buyback. Mandatory, that's another word for confiscation. And if you don't turn them in, you now become a federal felon. A federal felon!
Yeah. Exactly. But at some point, Art, and Rick, you're welcome to jump in here, and Lori. At some point, we got to say enough is enough. Now, I don't know what that point is, but when they tell me I better pay $200 per weapon, per magazine that I have that are completely legal right now. You know, just because somebody elected, you know, Sleepy Joe. I'm not
well, as far
play.
As I'm concerned.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Art, hang on to your break if you would, sir. Or a call-in number.
Call-in number is 1-512-248-8252.
Thank you, dear. 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, they're bombarding.
Back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. At the moment, we are speaking with Art in Georgia. So, Art, you want to go ahead, hon?
Yeah, you were talking about, you know, where do you come to the point where you say it's too much, you've gone too far? As far as I'm concerned, when I read the Second Amendment, and I love it when I hear people like that Susan, whatever her name is, in Texas, when she gave her testimony and said the Second Amendment wasn't about hunting. It was so that we could protect ourselves against people like you. I love
that. Exactly.
Because that's what the Second Amendment is really all about. And when I read it, it says very clearly, a well-regulated militia, that's me and you, being necessary for the security of a free state, that is our nation state, for me it's Georgia, a well-regulated militia, again me and you, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The four key words here, shall not be infringed. So as far as I'm concerned, any legislation that restricts the use of firearms, doesn't matter who you are, I don't care if you're a convicted felon, but if you get stupid and you get shot, that's your fault. But no one should be restricted. I don't care. I do not believe in that because shall not be infringed is very clear.
So
right. Any
so
legislation.
You think you've got the law, on your side then, Art? Is that what it is? Let's see you make it work.
The constant, you know, Ted Nugent, I'm not really a great Ted Nugent fan as far as like some of his,
his stupid stuff that he said, but I do like his approach. He's very straightforward and he's very blunt. And when it comes to carry permits and all this and the licenses to have a gun, a firearm, the Second Amendment is my permit. That's yeah. it. And as it says in the Constitution itself, this shall be what? The law of the land. And in the case of Chicago Motor Coach, any right, no right can be converted into a privilege. And in Miranda, with regard, the case of Miranda versus Arizona, I've been studying law since 1986. And I've always majored in every law school I go to, I major in constitutional law. In the Miranda case, Miranda versus Arizona, quote, where rights are involved, there can be no rulemaking nor legislation which would abrogate them. For those of you that don't know the definition of the word abrogate, it means to nullify, to take away, to erase, remove, limit, restrict. Simple.
Right.
All one words. They all mean the same thing. So the Second Amendment is my permit. So, yeah, I've got the law on my side.
You're right. You're right, buddy. I mean, you're preaching to the choir. I mean, nothing against that, but you're 1,000% correct. Rick and Lori, comments?
I think he covered it.
Say again, Lori?
Yeah, you're doing that thing again. You're screaming at the sky. It just doesn't matter how the law is written. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how the law is written. There will always be the schoolyard bullies who don't care about the law or morality, and you can yell all you want. It's not going to change anything. This whole thing... You know, and you can, and I'm not making fun of you, but you can know all the laws, but it doesn't mean they get applied by anybody in any intelligent way. So the question is, what in the hell are we going to do about this?
Well, I have a solution, but
go ahead, Art.
Just this one final thought, then I'll jump off because I know you got other callers. I have an answer to the problem. I have a solution, but nobody wants to go the route that I'm willing to go at this point. I've had it.
See, that's I know what you want. You're not going to get any help. Well, maybe six guys, but that's what you're going to get. Six guys.
That's it.
Yep. Anyway, thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Art. Next, we go to Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike, or good afternoon. Mike, you there? Okay, I guess we lost Mike. Hang on a second, and I'll tell you, Ken. Yeah.
There we go. Now I can hear myself echoing back.
Afternoon, Mike, or good morning. I don't know what time zone you're in.
I feel like the guy from the Truman Show. Well, it's morning where you are. It's 12:29 here, but, you know.
Okay, you're Eastern. Okay.
Yeah, what is that line from the Truman Show? In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, wherever you are.
There you go.
Calabash.
That works.
Anyway, that's a cross-generational reference. Good night, wherever you are, Mrs.
Hey,
Calabash.
I understand it. I'm telling my age.
Do you actually know who Mrs. Calabash is? That's amazing.
No, I don't. I've just heard the expression all my life.
Well, back when I was a kid, Jimmy Durante, who I'm not sure you could call him a singer, but I like his singing.
I like Jimmy Durante.
And every night...
Yeah, so did I.
He had a series of streetlights on the set, and it was dark, and he would walk from one streetlight to the next, and you wouldn't see him really until he got under another streetlight, But he would always close the show by saying, "Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are." And I finally said to my father, "Why does he keep saying good night to Mrs. Calabash?" And he said, "It's a joke. That's someone else's wife." So that was his thing. Yeah. Anyway, that's Mrs. Calabash, a fictitious adulterer.
I have a solution, but we probably don't have time to get into it a whole lot before the break. But, you know, you were talking earlier about silver coming
up.
Silver coming up to something crazy like, you know, $1,000 an ounce or whatever. At some point you're going to break the magic spell that the simulated blip dollar has over people. And what has happened in other countries, be it Zimbabwe or Argentina, different places where the so-called, you know, fiat national government currency collapses, when it, you know, perception management game implodes, people come up with their own solutions. Even in France, I think they call it coupon money. But I don't know, you guys, we are in a kind of a economic development district that's a little bit geographic, you know, kind of the gateway to the Appalachian Mountains.
Right.
And our several counties are surrounding this thing called Cave Run Lake. So many years ago, I came up with the idea, if you're hearing about Ithaca hours, and, you know, I've said for years, if you're not going to buy local, last one out, you know, bring the green sign and the flag if it's still there, because if you're going to continue to just line the pockets of Jeff Bezos and help him pay his alimony or whoever, now we're going to, you know, now they're expanding the economy into space with, you know, SpaceNet and this kind of stuff, because they've already, I guess they've leaned up the worth of the earth with all these more, you know, crazy derivatives. Whatever is last I heard, it was at 1.2 quintillion when Obama said he wanted to jump out a window.
It's high. It's higher than that. It's several quintillion now. When this thing blows, they're going to hear it on Mars. Should I say Uranus?
Yeah.
Or should I say?
No, my idea.
We're already selling derivatives on Mars and the moon.
The dollar is just a brand.
Mars probably is a derivative. I can probably buy a Mars contract right now.
Well, the dollar is just a brand. And I have a book written on hemp paper that I've got hidden in an undisclosed location. James G. Blaine, 20 years of Congress, way back in the 1880s, they realized it was headed this way. And so they said the dollar is not wanted for what it's worth, but for what it will buy. And so the dollar kind of became a brand around the world. So we just need to come up with our own locally, regionally limited area scripts, just like Benjamin Franklin had colonial script, you know, and said on it, "To counterfeit is death." So my idea here was, what do you crave? Cave Run Area Voucher Exchange, you know, our big economic engine in this area besides tourism to bring people in, you know, is this reservoir, this lake that's the source of water for like five counties. And we're in a thing called the Gateway Development District. So
if I may ask, sir?
It's the Corps of Engineers runs it, but, you know, just like a lot of things that the Corps of Engineers runs it.
Who actually has the water rights? Is it Nestle or somebody like that?
No. In Kentucky, I'm not sure that somebody like Nestle would be able to grab that. You know, we have some of the most fresh running water of many states. I mean, there's lots of waterways in Kentucky. Whatever you call it, the square miles land area. We have one of the most, other than Alaska, I think, Kentucky has one of the, I forget how the expression goes, the greatest amount of freshwater streams or something. So it would be yeah. So, you know, these reservoirs, though, they act like a great big sediment pond. So most of the water is not pulled out of that lake. It's pulled out of the river below or above the lake. So but yeah, Round Water Inc. I think is one of the big players in this area. You know, they pull it out, treat it, and that kind of stuff. But anyway, that's right. Besides the point. But yeah, water is a commodity. More of anything that's to get anything done, the base commodity of anything pretty much is labor. And so in Ithaca, when the Rust Belt happened in New York, Ithaca hours based their hour on an hour of labor. And it's not too hard to conceptualize if you've got a bunch of businesses that realize, okay, we've got to reinforce the local economy. We've got to stop the vacuum cleaners that are sucking the life out of our local economy. I mean, here in our area, we're basically trading trees, cows, corn, things like that, for all the trinkets from Jeff Bezos in America on Crime, I call it. You know, they're just, right. You know, Walmart, we don't have Kmarts anymore, but, you know, whatever, JCPenney, all these stores, I know a friend of mine, people that I know that invested, four of them invested into getting the franchise for General Nutrition Center, GNC. Well, if you can't keep your sales up enough, you're not an owner. People don't realize this. Oh, well, I own GNC. I have the franchise. Well, you have to abide by the contract. And if your sales aren't good enough, after a few years, they jerk your franchise. And that corporate store kept on losing sales. So what they did was GNC destroyed the local herb, shops that we had. I mean, we had like Atkins Herbs and Vitamins. We had Angel Grove Health Nutrients. We had several local mom-and-pop stores that are gone now. And then the sales for GNC went into the toilet, so they're gone. So now we have to mail order it from Amerigon Crime. So there's, you know, six or eight local business people that are gone, and the mom-and-pop, the tax local tax base, because of this, is also crumbling. So we got to do stuff to reinforce.
I got a question for you, buddy. Any herb that you want, pretty much, you can either go and buy from a wholesaler or go dig your own roots or whatever you want to do. I mean, ginseng, you name it. Is it the same way in Kentucky, or do they have to buy from out of the
knowledge base? A lot of the knowledge base is gone for that, as far as people, the family that would, you know, that has passed on, and they didn't pass down the knowledge for what the plants look like. When do you harvest it? You know, when it, and of course, Kentucky is got a lot of land area that's either increasingly they're rebranding the rewilding, you know, to refinance the national debt. So they're wanting to expand the rugged hillsides and creeks into monument areas to back the spending spree that is D.C. They want to make the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank is not going to back the national debt without some kind of an asset. So even Mitch McConnell, I told this to a retired intelligence guy not too long ago, and he said, I'm not buying it. I said, you just have to read the documents. I'm not selling it. Mitch McConnell, Hal Rogers, want to turn. Yes?
Mike, I hate to do it, buddy. But I got to cut you off for now because we got other callers waiting.
Yeah.
And I apologize, but we've got to go to Dave in Nevada on line 5 now.
Okay.
And I do apologize.
Well, there's solutions, man. Solutions. All right, bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Good afternoon, or good morning, Dave. How you doing, buddy? Are you there, Dave? Hello, Dave.
Yeah, maybe he got impatient.
Well, doggone it. I guess we lost Dave somehow. 10 years till...
Hello.
Oh, there we go. Dave in Nevada, line 5. So good morning, Dave.
Good morning to you. Thank you for taking my call once again.
Yes, sir.
I thought that we still do have a window of opportunity to do something that would be kind of revolutionary, and it's so simple, but no one's going to do it. That is for...
I'm listening.
And, everyone has to rip off their masks, like right now. Like right now. Like everyone has to do it.
Oh, I've got a better solution. Buy my mask, and you can still breathe and comply, and nobody gives you any crap.
I think you're missing the point, Tim. He's talking about
maybe I am.
I'm talking about
non-compliance.
Non-compliance, right? He's
that works
talking
too.
About stealing our freedoms back. Yeah.
And it's non-violent. Well, the only violence that's going to happen is if someone comes after you.
That's it. They're going to put you on your face and cuff you. That's what, or some old lady will come and spit on you, call you a hater.
Yeah. Or either that, or even worse, a cop comes after you.
Oh, yeah.
And that's already happened.
It's already happened.
I saw
various places. People, they got some people giving tickets now for this. You get a citation. So,
well, I don't know if you guys saw the video of a girl, like, at a football game. She was sitting in the bleachers.
I saw it.
Yeah, they came and got her.
Okay, so what would you do if that were your wife or your daughter, and they tasered her? What would you do?
I'd probably get
tasered and get crap beat on me.
No.
I mean, isn't this the... And people are talking about, well, if they take my guns, they're coming out with all this legislation for taking my guns. Well, now you know what the purpose of the Second Amendment really is.
Yes, I agree.
That's the purpose for the Second Amendment. It's not like this. There's different stages of something called the Civil War. So if they come out with legislation, that's a type of warfare.
Yeah.
Well, you see where they're going with this. They're going to force you to be violent, and then they will use the system, which is your system, against you, and you will be forced to defend yourself in the court of law. And the way things are going, you probably won't prevail. But you see, this is all by design. Just that exact system where the system that was supposed to have had your back is now the system that is oppressing you. So this is exactly what they had in mind the whole time. You think these little pencil neck jerks are going to come out here and enforce any of the laws themselves? No, they're going to let your local police do it for
them. Yeah, yeah.
No, they'll do this. They'll let the system do it.
And this is the problem that I had initially when this whole mask thing started happening to begin with. I had a serious problem with it, and I would have conversations with people. I mean, the common response of a lot of people would be just like, just wear the mask for now. It'll be over within a couple of weeks, just like, you know, until it blows over.
Nope.
And I said to myself, this is not...
That's staying on your face for the rest of your life.
This is not going to blow over.
Yes.
That's what.
No.
The problem, and I would hear people call in on RBN on different shows and stuff, and like certain callers, I don't know who they are. I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying they would make this argument that, you know, people are getting sick, so, you know, just wear the mask for me. And I'm just like, are you serious?
It's all about the way they get you to comply is through shame. If that doesn't work, they'll call you a racist or a xenophobe. They'll make some name up for you. A doubter, you're a doubter, you're a truther. They'll come up with a name for you. So you shut up and go sit down somewhere and hang your head in shame, damn it. You know what you've done. Now go sit in the corner.
Yeah, and I see this coming down to, it's going to tear apart families, because there's going to be factions in people's families where there's going to be a mask faction. And there's going to be the one individual that says, hey, I don't want to wear a mask. And then your family member, your mother, your father, your sister. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. If you didn't see it at Thanksgiving, you'll certainly see it at Christmas. But we had a mask-free zone during Thanksgiving, and as you all probably know, I have a gigantic family. And we're not about to, you know, yeah, if we go to the Lowe's or something, we'll put on a mask just so we can get our business done. But when we're together, we don't wear masks.
So anyways, I think we still have the window of opportunity, but it's not going to happen. So I don't see if people don't have the guts or the foresight to actually do something this simple, and I've made this argument before, people are so dumb that they think they're smart that they overlook very simple, effective solutions, and so they try to come up with complicated ones, which really don't add up to anything, like voting. Okay.
Yeah.
I actually think the more powerful vote would be for people to take off their masks. I would rather have people take off their masks right now than have Donald Trump as president. I would see that. I would rather have that 10 times more than see Donald Trump as president. You don't think you'd be wearing a mask under the Donald Trump regime? You people think you're not going to be wearing under a mask with Donald Trump as president? Wake up.
Oh, of course you are. Obviously. What we were saying earlier in the show, I think, still applies. It doesn't hardly matter who is president. They're still going to shut this place down. You're still going to wear a mask. You know, those things will all apply. And there's not one damn thing you're going to be able to do. I don't care who's president. They're going to get you one way or the other.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Well, that's the point I wanted to make, just really about the mask and how serious it is. It was serious when it was first happening, and I don't think people really saw it. You didn't understand what the implications of it were. But I'll let you go and get to the other callers. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call very much. Well, the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that we don't really have time for any more callers. As soon as the next break comes up, we're going to wrap up the show. In fact, we can start now. Rick, why don't you go first with the prayer and all, and any closing thoughts. We do have a little bit of time, so go for it, buddy.
Yeah, I would say, let me walk all the way back to the prayer book.
Go ahead.
I could prayer. No, I would say, remember here, during this holiday season, you've got some opportunities to be charitable. I think everybody, including you, is going to appreciate it if you give that your best shot. I had the unfortunate event here. I saw something weird on the ground. It turned out to be a giant elephant garlic that I dropped, and it had rooted. And
oh,
I was just running
wow.
back to stick it. It had a giant root ball on it. So I was filling time running through the yard to plant.
It doesn't taste good anyway.
What's that?
I said it still tastes good.
Oh yeah, I've got it in the ground. It'll be great. Prayer to Michael the Archangel.
Okay.
Pray, Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who wander through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Wow, that was a short one, but I liked it. That's cool. Any closing comments, Rick? I mean, we got a break coming up here in just a second. Anything else you want to say?
No. Just, you might look up. Curtis Stone has that brand new video out. There was a couple who were making $10,000 a month. Growing microgreens in their basement. Now they moved to a little larger facility. They're doing 20,000 a month microgreens and not selling to stores. It's all co-op.
Cool. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll close out the show. Hope everybody enjoyed it. We'll be right back.
I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. As we close out our show, I just want to say, Tim in Wyoming, sorry we didn't get to you. Hopefully you can give us a call next week. Okay, guys.
Well, Lori, why don't you go ahead and go first, sweetie?
Okay, just want to remind everybody to keep our men and women in the armed forces in your prayers along with their families. Remember the elderly. The homeless, especially this time of year, starting to get cold out. Do whatever you can, whether it's food, clothing, or whatever. you know, anything would be greatly appreciated. Also, want to say thank you to our sponsor, Extendivite, and thank you to RBN for having us on the air so that we can share our thoughts with our listeners and vice versa. And also, thank you to Ken, our engineer, for doing such a great job this year.
Appreciate it. Absolutely.
And, of course, to Rick and Tim, thank you. Other than that, God bless. Everybody stay safe.
Thank you, and thank you, Ken.
Well, folks, we're wrapping up the show. What do I say? You know, if it wasn't for our callers, we wouldn't have a show. And, guy, everybody called in, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I close this show with hope, with thanksgiving to our Creator. But things haven't gotten really bad yet. I hope they don't. But that's not what experience shows us. Our experience shows us that things are going to get bad. I hope that all of you have made preparations. I hope you have enough food and water. I think both Rick and Ori will agree with me that money, gold, silver, all that stuff is secondary to having enough to eat. You know, if you get a choice between buying Bitcoin, Ethereum, or whatever, gold, silver, make sure you got enough food first and water, clean water. Don't necessarily mean bottled water, but clean water. What do I say? You know, we finally reached the point that we've been talking about for, at least with me, for the past 20 years. We knew it was going to happen eventually, and here it is. So, what can I say? We're here, we've gone through it, we're going to go through a lot more, in my opinion, at least. I hope I'm wrong. You have no idea how much I hope I'm wrong. But that's where it looks to me like we're going. But anyway, folks, that's it for today. Hope you've learned some stuff. Hope you've taken away some general hints from this show for your life. Anyway, we'll be back same time, same channel next week, hopefully, if everything holds together. Ken, our engineer, I want to thank. He's done a fantastic job this week, as always. So you guys have a good one. Same time, same channel next week. Bye-bye.
Mission factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.